Last night's downpour ripped off roofs of a number of houses at Kolegono and Choko in Accra, rendering most people homeless. The extent of damage to properties ran into thousands of Ghana cities. These include public schools, cemeteries and churches. Samuel Bano was at the scene and has come through with his report.
Residents of Choko and Kolegono in Accra are comparing last night's rainstorm to one that devastated the area in the late 1990s. By this morning, it was observed that a lot of stores had been destroyed, while broken roofing sheets were scattered all over the streets. Many buildings were without roofing sheets. Public institutions in the area were not left out of the disaster. At the Kolegono RC Boys School, popularly known as Roman Boys School, some of the classrooms had been destroyed by the rain, forcing the pupils to stay out. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the headmaster of the school, John Wilson Ajolulu, said he will send a situational report to the authorities for action to be taken. He outlined some short-term solutions while waiting for the authorities.
The badly damaged ones, they will not go in there. And so I'm yet to take my staff. When they come, we will meet and then see what to do. But as for those classes that are destroyed, the children will not go in there because it's very dangerous. And those that are partly damaged too, I shall be writing situational reports to my directors. And then from there, I think they will ask that the children go home while the place is prepared.
Moving the kids from the damaged one to join the other ones in the other room is going to create a bit of congestion and therefore making the students uncomfortable for classes.
Yes, it's true, but that is the only thing we can do for now because we have to get them home. They cannot learn under this condition. Even the teachers, all of them will be afraid to go in there. There's no shelter there for them. So what we'll do is that we'll put them together for today and then inform our bosses and then whatever they say. But definitely they will not say they should go in to learn there. They will say maybe they'll give them some days to be in the house while the place is put in order.
Radio Ghana's visit to the Ojo Cemetery saw the fence wall knocked down. Party is an eyewitness and he tells Radio Ghana what happened.
It rained the first time, but it was not so intense. When the second started, it came with so much pressure that it destroyed the wall. I saw when it was coming down. Everybody was asleep, but I was with the cemetery watchman and some three friends.
Some residents who interacted with Radio Ghana noted that a similar rainstorm occurred in the 1990s. They said at that time, roofing sheets were donated to those affected and hoped that the same would be done this time around.
Samuel Bano filed that report.